I want to hear the boner talk, damn it.
That sounds fucking terrible.
It's like retard music.
It's utter horseshit.
I was gonna say, it's bad.
This is dumb, retarded.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm your host, Brandon, and joining me, as always, back by a popular demand, it's Red. How's it going, bud?
What's going on, dude?
And we got Teresa with us as well. Teresa, welcome.
Ahoy, hoy, gentlemen. Glad to be here.
Welcome, Treads. Welcome.
People, you know the drill at this point. You check us out at shittysong.show, where you're going to get links to the social media and our Patreon. Joining us tonight, we got Pat Oates coming back. Pat, welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks for having me. I don't have a cool catchphrase like the other two, but like, yeah, take that, bitches. That's mine now. Here you go.
What's up?
I'll make sure to add that in the future. Well, I'm looking forward to this. We're doing it. We're covering something that we haven't really covered in a long time, and I don't think we do it very often either. It's, what are we doing, 90s R&B? Is that what we're settling on?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
I think the last time we did 90s R&B or R&B in general, I think I brought that As Yet group, I think. Like middle of the year last year, I think.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, that was with Delvin.
So we don't do this often.
No, we don't. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you don't seem like an R&B bunny.
Oh, no, you don't think?
Well, looks can be deceiving, Pat. I do listen to it on occasion. I do have a couple playlists on Spotify that I use on the regular, so I am familiar with it, but it just doesn't get brought up on the show a lot.
But you guys could be R&B with Red and Brandon. You are R&B.
Oh, right?
That's a good point.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Look at us.
All right, so let's just get right on into it. I think we're going first tonight.
I believe so.
All right. So, Pat, let me ask you, have you ever heard of a group called 112?
Yes, I am familiar with 112.
Really? Yes. Okay, I was surprised.
No, I grew up a little Wigger for a while, so I am familiar. And I was in that time when they were hot for a second.
Yeah, I can't recall like a popular radio song from 112 off the top of my head, but I have heard of the group, and they do come up on a playlist or two of mine that I just mentioned before. But
now maybe I'm wrong, but I thought they did the background vocals for Diddy's "I'll Be Missing You," which is the one about when B.I.G. died. I thought they were, as Howard Stern put it, the Smooth Black Brothers in the background. I think they were that first.
Yeah, that's a tidbit of information I didn't know.
Well, they're not so smooth in this track.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to be listening to a song called Cupid. Are you familiar?
No, I am not.
Okay, great. I'm not sure how big of a hit this was for them. I don't know if this is a B-side or if this is like the one thing that they're known for. With a name like 112, it's not super memorable to me.
It was actually it was the third and final single from their self-titled debut album, and the song peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. And it went certified platinum.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Really?
Yes. So this was a big one.
13's not bad.
And I'm surprised by that because this has got some of the, like, one of the worst mixes. The beat is atrocious and it incredibly repetitive. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with like that water torture where they, you know, you slowly get water dripped on you over a long period of time.
Yeah, waterboarding.
No, Chinese water torture. That's
Chinese
what it is.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, where just a drop of water hits you in the forehead. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is the musical equivalent of that.
I think you can do it everywhere now, not just China. I think it's allowed everywhere.
This is the musical version of that, and I say that because there are literal water dripping sounds in the beat that don't go away. So you are being tortured throughout this entire thing with water.
Well, that's because they're making you wet. That's what they do.
Ew.
Yeah, but this song, like, it's weird because this is a this is about like how he's not a cheater. Is that what this is supposed to be?
I believe so. That basically, he's trying to convince this woman that he's not going to hurt her in any way, so you have to believe me.
Well, literal lyrics in the song are, I'll never cheat on you.
Yeah.
Never cheat on you again, or just...
Never cheat, period.
Oh, just the first? Oh, first, yeah. Nice. That's nice of him.
I feel like that's the premise of every R&B song. Of how much they love them.
Not the one I brought.
How much they love them, and they always want to be with them, and they're never going to leave, and they're never going to cheat. Like, I feel like that's all R&B is. No?
That or dying, like end of the road. Oh, right. Like, it's either I'll love you forever or sing this at my funeral.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. End of the road was a prominent song played at funerals in the 90s for sure.
I'm going to play it at mine.
All right, let's get right on into this.
All right.
Everybody put your hands together.
Can you turn it up, Teresa? That water drops on a weird time signature.
Yeah.
It's on its own time signature. Like, it's doing its own thing. It just shows up whenever, and it literally sounds like someone just left a faucet dripping in the studio while they were recording.
Well, in the video, they're not closing the door. Maybe they have water problems, too. It looks like they're not in a good place. Maybe the water's just on.
Maybe they're experiencing some of this winter that's going on right now, and it's cold where they are, and they had to leave the faucets on so the pipes don't freeze.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
And this beat doesn't change, so if you know, enjoy it for the next 4.5 minutes, because that's all we're gonna hear. It no matter what part of the song comes up, it's that same shitty guitar riff with the water drops.
Well, that was popular then. Like a Babyface did it with the song, "When Will I See You Again?" And then a lot of black artists were doing the acoustic guitar riff the entire time.
Yeah, I think Babyface pioneered that, the acoustic guitar in R&B. Yeah, for sure.
But those riffs were, like, actually good. This is just someone fumbling his way through a fretboard.
The music video, this clip, this pause that Teresa's got right here looks like a Marilyn Manson video, like The Beautiful People or something.
A little bit.
Me, a touch of Primus. Yeah, it's got a nice feel to it, though. But, like, oh, and also I like that they're like Jason Derulo, where they say the name of the band in case you're not sure what the band is when they're singing. Oh, yeah.
Well, and if I can add to what Brandon was saying about the guitar riff that's constant in this song, it sounds like a broken clock. Like it doesn't sound like a guitar. It sounds like a broken fucking clock, and adding on top of the water drip, like I feel like I'm being tortured.
I think that might be palm percussion mute on the strings or something, Teresa, that you're hearing. I think
it doesn't sound good.
I think that's what that is. I think. Play it again and let's hear it.
I love you.
Oh, no, that's a palm, like a clap.
Don't you think that I'll never be there?
Ooh, there's always some kind of bitch spinning in a chair. They love that, too.
I like this overhead, this under the circle scene, too. They always do that.
Yes.
When they stand over the camera. You know what? This song is incredibly sad. Why is this dude about to cry?
Well, he is crying, dude. Like, you know me. I bring crying songs to the show. This all guy is whining at you, like, I will always be there for you. And like, you could barely understand the fucking words that he's saying. Like, the mix in this is so off. I shouldn't hear the water drops and that shitty guitar at the same volume as the vocals when they're going on.
Yeah, but we know what the water is from now, though, because they were all looking down in a well, it looked like. So I think the water is from there. And I think this woman's trapped in a well and will never cheat on you, but you're never leaving.
I don't think none of them had Jerry Curl, so it couldn't have been Activator dripping into the well or anything like that. I don't think.
No, this is way past Curl.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets ashy again.
God damn.
It puts the cocoa butter on its skin. That's nice.
And good night.
The water drop is such an odd choice for a timekeeper and a beat like that, though. That's weird.
Especially with the guitar. It doesn't make sense with it.
Like, the song's not about water.
Like a synthesizer or something.
The song's not about water or getting you wet. I guess it does imply that, I guess. But I don't know. It's just a weird choice. And the guy crying, I don't understand why he's on the brink of tears.
It's not even in time with everything else. It's just doing its own thing.
What if the drops are his tears? This is symbolic.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good point, Pat.
Well, it could be.
It doesn't make it better.
No, it doesn't make it any better, but that is a it doesn't make it any better, but that is a good point.
Oh, it didn't help at all. It makes it worse, actually, if that's their idea.
All right,
please continue.
That's also a feminine voice.
Very.
But can you understand anything that they're saying?
No.
All I hear is the whining and the crying, dude. Like, I've totally, completely phased the lyrics out. I don't even hear those anymore.
I heard him say Cupid. You know, okay, they got the name of the song down. That's great. Good for them. And everything else is just blurred, and I can't figure it out.
Do you want to know what the chorus is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Cupid doesn't lie, but you won't know unless you give it a try. Oh, baby, true love won't lie, but we won't know unless we give it a try.
So
give it a try.
You won't know that I'll lie to you until you give me a chance to lie to you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which I guess is true. I mean,
yeah, but that's
factually speaking.
Yeah, but he doesn't say I'm not going to. Just give me a chance to, and I promise I might.
Oh, no, you haven't got there yet. There are literal, like, he's not subtle about this message at all.
No.
I love how, like, all of the R&B acts back then, they all had the same motif. The music videos look the same. They look the same. Like, I feel like it was one record executive company that put out everything R&B back in the 90s.
What was?
Wait, except for Jodeci. Then Jodeci came out with their shirts off like thugs and shit. Right. And you're like, yeah, I want this. I want thug love.
Yeah, Jodeci did stand out a little bit, huh?
Right. But all the rest of these guys were all just blended in together. It was all the same shit.
That's a good point, too, Pat. Dang. All right.
Because, yeah, this was under Bad Boy Arista. Yeah. And that's what like 90% of them were
this
under.
Is Puffy and Biggie and them.
But that's what I was saying. They were the background singers for that first song they put out about B.I.G. dying. Mm-hmm. That was That was the thing there. So he was under that label. They put out, they were on that one, that first album that was all I'll Be Missing You and whatever. They had like one or two songs on there, and then they got their own album off that. So I think the popularity just came off being around Bad Boy.
So you're saying that the record signing and the label and all that came from them being in the Puffy video?
No, I think Puffy already had them signed to his thing. Was like, I'm going to utilize them as much as I can them out.
Gotcha.
Kind of like Bell Biv DeVoe when they used to put all the other people in the videos and stuff.
Yep. Okay. 10-4.
Huh. All right. Doesn't make it right, though. No, whatever they're singing about, it doesn't make it right.
No. Teresa, press play on this thing, please.
I hope you enjoyed that, because the rest of the song is just chorus, basically.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cheat on you is such a weird, like, you don't hear that, those words in music a lot nowadays. You know, like, that's a...
You can trust me, I'm never going to cheat on you. It kind of sounds like you're going to cheat, dude. Like,
And his voice cracks when he says it. So he's like, I think I'm cheating. He's lying. That's what happens when you lie.
Which direction was he looking when he said it?
Right. What is it about the high-pitched, like, feminine voice that attracted the ladies to the men like this back in the day? Like, why would you be attracted to a man that can sing like that?
It was trying to capture the Jackson 5 forever. That's, once that happened, every 10 years, someone tried to make a new thing, new addition. They had Ralph Tresvant. Everybody wanted that high-pitched guy.
Yeah.
Tevin Campbell. It was just, let's find a boy who's a eunuch and see what he can do.
Right, right. Who hasn't been through puberty yet.
No. Hmm. And he, like when he goes, I love you. Like, that was a nice, there.
I'm never going to, that's a weird, that's just weird. I don't know. You don't hear that in music a lot.
Well, the actual line is, girl, when I ask you to trust me, that doesn't mean that I'm going to cheat on you, because I'm never going to do anything to hurt you or mislead you. I love you.
It's just a distraction. That's a distraction.
Yeah, that's some back-talking, gaslighting bullshit. Like, it's like, no, that's your fault if anything happens.
I told you I wasn't going to do it. You believe me, so.
But honestly, like, if you were to read the, like, if there was, like, a different person reading these lyrics, like, you could make these total creeper lyrics just with how they're written out. Like, girl, I'm never going to cheat on you. Like,
just give me a chance.
I love you.
Is that your sling blade?
Yes.
I like Taylor.
Brandon, we need sling blade.
Girl, I'll never cheat on you.
If he wrote this letter to a girl, that'd be great. Girl, I'll never cheat on you. I love you. I love taters as well.
I killed a man.
Yeah, it could easily be turned into a ransom letter.
It'd be a better ransom letter.
Yeah.
I need Brandon to read these entire lyrics to sling blade.
Yes, I actually want that too. I want the first verse read as sling blade.
Oh, all right, God. Well, I can put that in at the end of this. That's no problem.
Yes.
Can you put a banjo behind it?
Now we're talking.
Doing banjos.
And then I'll nominate that song the next time I'm on.
Like, perfect.
This guy started reading.
Oh, right, goodness. Oh, okay.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah, we have another minute and a half left of this.
Mm-hmm. You better
Is he saying Cupid doesn't lie?
Yes, Cupid does. He lies. Cupid does not.
Yeah, Cupid doesn't.
Okay. Well, that's retarded.
Is he starting? Is this him asking her out the first time? Because it feels like he's saying, like, give me a chance. Like, the first date, he's already saying, don't worry, I won't cheat. Like, what kind of rep does this guy have where he has to lead with that?
I was wondering that same thing, because he's that's how he starts talking to her. Like, hey, you know, you should go out with me. I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm going to be this loyal person. And then he breaks out immediately with the I love you, yeah. Which makes it even creepier.
Right. I'd rather you cheat on me.
I think the kids today would call that cheater riz. Like, he puts out the vibe of a cheater, I guess. And he has to explain. That's weird to start off with that. That doesn't make any sense at all.
And his friends are there, and they're like, are they going to be here for the sex too? Like, I don't know why there's so many other men here.
I need all my friends to tell you that I'm not going to cheat on you. They can back
me up. We got sweaters on.
They can back me up.
We're safe.
Well, I know, according to the Genius Overlords, that they claim that he's trying to gain the trust of someone who's been hurt so many times in the past, but he's the good guy. He's finally the good guy.
That's gaslighting at its finest, Teresa.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he knows her past, which is creepy.
Yeah.
So this is like an R&B incel anthem? Is that what I'm
hearing?
I
think so.
It's Hood Charlotte.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, damn. All right, let's finish this.
Oh, it's not done? All right. Shit.
Hood Charlotte, that's good. But you won't know unless you give
it a try. True love. God, they just can't sing.
Women is it? I've seen like three women in this video already.
One for each dude, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's appropriate. That was a weird
sploosh.
Wow. Gushing pipe in the video. That's great.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Now, if they took the dropout. If they took the drops out, would that be a good song?
No.
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 No, it wouldn't. It's still mixed horribly. Like, the guy's vocals are all over the place, and lyrically, it's just silly and retarded.
I mean, nobody else had a part in that but him. All the other guys were just background singers, which where they that's where they came from, but most groups like that, they each have a part. That dude sung the whole thing, and I don't like his vocals at all. I know that's the whole, you know, 90s R&B shtick or whatever, but those were just not good.
They were pitchy.
Yeah, he was doing, like, the American Idol thing where he was going for, like, weird register shit instead of, like, just singing. He's like, like, the whole thing, just trying to do that.
Yeah. I hope what you've got is a little bit better than that, Pat.
It is. That's what I'm worried about. I think that I already worry because that raindrop thing is going to fuck me up because that was just like, it's like they on purpose said, well, someday white men and a lady are going to watch this and we're going to put this in there just to fuck with shit. You know what I mean? There's no reason to have a raindrop in there. I think this was like you guys traveled in time and put that in there.
No, that's original. We didn't put anything.
Nope.
That's undoctored, Pat.
I'm going to my lawyers already. I'm pissed. But my song, at least, there's nobody's talking about lying or not lying. It's all out there. They tell you exactly how they feel.
All right. Well, why don't we get into that a little bit here? Tell us about what you brought.
It's a song called Too Close. I think I was telling you before. It's it came up recently in the zeitgeist world with a show on Netflix with Julia Roberts and a bunch of other people in it, and they were dancing to this song. Now, I remember this song from the 90s, and I remember hearing it on the radio, and people loved it. It was on all the time. It charted, I'm sure, but I don't think anyone ever listened to the lyrics, because this is, if there's an anthem for Me Too, it's this song. Like, this should have been the song. These people should be canceled for the rest of their life. And I don't ever care about that. This song is about a guy having a boner. That's all this song's about. He has a boner. He's telling you he has a boner. And he sings a woman about it. And then she kind of goes, yeah, I know you have a boner. I see your boner. Please get it away from me. And he's like, no, you haven't seen my boner. And that's the song the entire time. But it's smooth. So when you hear the music, you're like, oh, this is a fun love song about being dancing with a girl. And it's not. It's just a guy with a boner the whole time. He states it in the before the music comes out. He says, the first line, he tells you, I have a boner. And his song is called appropriately Too Close.
Okay.
That's what the song is called. Because he's getting too close with his boner.
So instead of 6 foot distance, it's 6 inches.
Yeah. Well, he's black, so it could be
six. It could be six or maybe more, yeah.
I like when videos did this, they would listen to another one of their songs.
That's how you don't forget.
Thank you.
you have the edited version.
This is the edited?
He's supposed to say right away, but you can tell, you can't even tell I'm hard right now. He says that right away in the vocals, and then they play the music.
All right.
Oh, we need to fix that.
We gotta fix that immediately.
That's okay, but just to know, he just goes, I bet you can't tell I'm hard right now. Then it goes, bump, 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 and then it just starts playing.
Hmm.
But that's all right. As long as the rest isn't edited, we'll have some good boner stuff. We'll be fine.
Okay, let me just see.
What are you going to search, the boner part?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Duh. It's going to be fun.
Is there a toggle for safe from boners?
She has her safe. She has her safe search on.
I do not.
It's okay. I'm sure the rest will be good because there is a radio edit, obviously, because with this song, it's about boners.
Okay, let me just.
So I just hope this wasn't the radio edit because then it won't work as well. But.
Well, I'm thinking it might be if it's the official music video, because back then when they put out music videos, it was the radio edit.
Okay. I don't have the music video version of it, but I do have the just straight audio of it.
Just play this one. It's fine. We got to have something to talk about in the music video anyway.
No, we don't.
Shut up. We have
plenty of videos. Yeah, but now if I lose, it's a boner bonus. That's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, that's not fair to Pat. I want to hear the boner talk, damn it.
Can you clip that part, what he just said? Keep that
yes.
It'll be in the show intro. It's fine.
Well, you're the boner talk.
I'll edit it in post.
Yeah, we got to clip that, Teresa.
Hell yeah. All right. I will warn you, though, this version is 6 minutes.
Well, it's extended because it's his dick.
Touche.
That's where he puts it, in your touche.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then.
All right.
Dance for me, baby. Yeah. Uh-oh, you feel that? All right. Come on. Don't stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah. All right. Hold up. Baby, remember crying.
That's right.
I get so excited.
What beat is that, Brandon? Help me with this. Dun, dun, dun. Another one bites the dust, right?
No.
Bullshit. That's exactly what that is. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. I might have to listen for it again. I wasn't hearing that right away.
Listen to the bass line.
It's the sample. It contains a sample of Christmas Rappin' by Curtis Blow.
Yeah, Blow, because it's dick.
Another one bites the dust, goddammit. Listen to the bass line. I'm telling you that's what it is. Anyway.
But so far, he's told you how he's starting to get excited, and they're dancing, and his dick is hard. That's all we were doing so far.
I wonder if she can tell if I'm hard right now.
Yeah, see, that we needed that in the video. Without that, it changes everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's doing incognito bonus, which is great.
Wonder if he's got his shirt pulled down over it all awkwardly like he's trying to hide it.
No, he's showing it's a flagpole. He's showing the world.
Tucking it into his sweatpants band.
Right.
But you know what's wild about this? Like, I remember this song very distinctly. And back then, like, I thought nothing of the lyrics. But yeah, it's basically, hey, I'm rubbing my hard dick on you. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
And we get later, a woman jumps in and goes, I can feel it, move back. Like it's all, but she's singing it smooth too. And you don't think it's like a lady saying, please stop kind of raping me. And he's like, I like to rape you. That's the song, but they do it so smooth that you don't notice.
Oh boy.
Yeah, boo, I like it. No, I can't deny it. But I know you can tell I'm excited. Oh girl.
Coming through.
Now, girl, I know you felt it, but boy, you know I can't help it. You know what I wanna do. Baby, when we're crying,
oh, yeah.
I get so excited.
Feel so good. So
Pat, you just blew my fucking mind. I have heard this song a million goddamn times in my life.
No one knows. It's crazy.
Yep.
He's just saying it's poking through.
Dude, I have sang these lyrics at so many fucking like parties and shit and like doing this exact same thing that he's explaining right now. And I've never put those two things together.
Holy yeah, it's shit. Wild. When you read the lyrics, it's you could go to jail for reading the lyrics. It's insane.
It's like an R&B version of like Baby It's Cold Outside or some shit. can you tell I'm getting excited? And then she's over here like, oh, you're getting too close to me. Quit rubbing up on me. And he's like, yeah, don't worry about that. It's fine.
It's fine. Just keep dancing, bitch. It's fine. But it's cold outside. It really is. We would same way. We go, but back then it was different. It was accepted. Like, what? It wasn't accepted.
Except I would like to point out that she says, I feel a little poke coming through.
Yeah. And the poke gets bigger.
Yeah. He's just getting it going, Teresa. He's
just, why just he's, starting. Yeah, that's why he's not yet begun.
That's why he's bumping it up against her, because he's trying to get it there.
Yeah, right now he's just pushing rope. Don't you worry. He's going to get there.
He's half mass.
He's slinging cock pretty soon. Get ready.
Yeah, he's just fluffing right now, Teresa.
Oh, my Lord.
Baby, just dancing so close.
That's a great line.
I'm pretty sure he's proud of
it. The Harvey Weinstein theme song. It's insane. It's fine, baby. It's fine. Just keep dancing. You want that part or what?
Oh, wow.
Like, is he going to bust by the end of the song?
You got to wait to see. That's why it's 6 minutes long, baby.
That's the extended version, Teresa. We just went through this earlier.
This song needs the water drops in it, because that would be like Greek on. Oh,
well, and I like how he had to say, I want you sexually. Like, there's...
Sexually.
Yeah, sexually.
Yeah, he broke sexually up. He turned it into a four-syllable word.
To rhyme with me. He did that to rhyme with the word me.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Lyrical magic. Yeah.
See, that's the problem. This they actually are a way better group than 112. So already this, you said before, Red, that you heard this song and just thought it was a good song.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The words. So it's not a bad song. It's just the lyrics are evil, but they mask it so well. It really is rapey.
Yeah, even if the song wasn't about boners, I feel like the non-feminine voice that they don't have, you know, that they don't have, I guess, or them being more masculine in song and in appearance, obviously they don't look as girly either. So that has it. That you know, they have that going for them. Plus, this is more upbeat and more heterosexual than the fucking 112 song is.
He's an alpha male.
Yeah. It's produced a lot better too.
Yeah,
and it's way catchier, obviously.
Yeah, you got to trick them. That's the rule. Like, when you have a boner and you want to rub it on somebody, you can't come with a shitty song. You got to trick them with some good music. Yeah,
I brought a Robin.
That's a good
I brought
point.
A Robin Thicke song last year called "Blurred Lines." You're probably familiar with it. That borderlines on this same fucking thing right here. But everybody thought this is a bop, Red. What are you doing? This is a great song. It's the same shit as this, and this is also a great fucking song.
Yeah.
I'm just having like nom-like flashbacks, remembering like going to our skate park and roller skating while this song was blasting when I was in seventh grade and being like, yeah, too close.
I have couple skated to this fucking song more times than I care to talk about, Teresa.
And there's always an older guy behind you with Daisy Duke. He's like 33 and he works there and he's skating behind you. Yeah, too close.
It was the 90s. Yeah.
Yes. It was allowed.
It was. All right, let's get it on, Teresa.
Yeah, this is just her pointing out the fact that, yeah, I can see what's going on here.
She's just dancing with her friends, and he's like, look, I approve. Like, yeah, I see that you approve, yeah. Please stop approving.
I think she's looking over her shoulder being like, yeah, yeah, I know that you're there. Okay, too close, buddy.
Yeah, there's a little poke. You know, I already told you about that, so we can move on.
Get your boner off of me, guy. Okay.
Now, what's he wearing, do you think? In the video, they don't have the dancer, but like, if in the song, in his mind, it has to be like gray sweatpants. That's the move for them, right? It's just to wear that so it sticks out more. Because you can't do this in jeans.
Well, I'm thinking like this is a club type situation. So I'm thinking it's like those MC Hammer pants and maybe like a coattail something, you know what I mean? Something fresh with a chain or something like that, maybe.
Well, the chain's hanging off his dick. It's not hanging off his neck. So that's fine.
Yeah. Either way.
I need to take a shower after the song.
Yeah, but I feel wrong. I feel bad bringing it to you guys. We're all sitting here. It's a weird moment we're all having, but it's like.
And there's still 3 minutes left of this.
I'll show you what it's doing to me if you guys want.
Yeah, we're just barely past the halfway point on this song. I can't imagine what could be left with it. Like, we're just going to hear the chorus for 3 minutes.
Think about the first time you experience showing your girlfriend, your boner, Teresa, your boyfriend, like, showing it to you. You know what I mean? Like, you're making me hard, girl. You know what I mean? Like, we've all done that, guys. Come on.
I've never said that sentence.
Come
ever.
On, to your girlfriend. Not like just some random girl.
I think she should know. You don't have to tell her.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, when you're making out and you're, like, doing the whole thing and you... I'm just saying.
Kiss her on the mouth, going, you know what the fuck you're doing with me right now?
Yeah, like, look how hard you're making me, bitch. Yeah, like, the whole thing. Jesus Christ. Everybody's done that. Come on.
You better quit.
I've never done it to music, Red.
To music?
I've never done it to music.
Well, no, I mean, music doesn't have to be playing. I'm just saying. I'm not, I don't know. Am I the only one here? I mean, come on.
Yeah, dude.
I think the closest I've ever gotten to, like... I've gotten, like, the whole, like, where you're pointing down with both hands, like,
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I don't think I've ever had anybody be like, hey, you're making me so hard sexually.
What other way would it be?
Maybe not in those exact words, Teresa.
That's what I don't understand. Like, what other way is there? It's sexually, of course.
It's like you're getting me hard in a platonic way.
No, guys. I once knew an asexual dude that got hard and came for like health reasons. He didn't get any enjoyment out of it. So it has happened.
Why did you know that guy?
Just in a community of people that I knew, he was just in the circle, and we didn't know it for a long time until he told everybody.
I'm not getting in the circle with the guy who comes on command. It's like, I'm out of that circle.
For health reasons.
Sounds like a real circle jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we did it. Yeah, it's great mind. See what you're doing to me, girl? You make me think like you, girl.
Let's continue this. We got like 3 more minutes left.
Oh, wow. Baby, I like the way that you cry on me. Oh, yeah. I can't fight it. Real close. Real slow. Oh, yeah.
Break.
Yeah, they'll interlude so you can fucking calm down.
Got to give his boner a break.
See, there should be a skit in here.
Wait a minute. Is the extended version the instrumental so they can sample it?
Probably.
Yeah, there should be a skit or something in here.
Just find a DJ going, boner.
You're right.
The extended version is just a sample or an instrumental version of it?
Well, he's giving you time to grind.
It read so confused.
I always thought the extended version, there was like another verse or something like that. This is just an instrumental of the song we just heard.
Yeah, they're just going to play the beat for 3 more minutes. Like
we've said
all that we could say about the song. It's done.
I was expecting a added verse or something. That's usually the extended version. They added something different to it, not just fucking 3 minutes of an instrumental.
Well, it's not a Marvel movie. You're not gonna get Thor's hammer at the end. You're just getting a fucking you're getting dicks off.
Right. I'm just saying an extra verse or something. I didn't say Thor's hammer.
He's tired. He's got all the bloods down to his penis. He can't think.
All right. Fair enough, I guess.
He can barely think straight, Red.
I was just expecting more out of an extended version. That's all.
Well, right now he's being arrested, so.
Yeah, it ends with police sirens. Yes.
Then he sings it in jail, and it's a whole different vibe.
Hey, you're standing too close.
You shower a little close. I see you poking through. Fuck you.
Walks in there, and he's like, do you think they could tell I'm hard right now?
Yeah. Damn it.
I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close. Plus it's real, real slow. You're making it hard for me. Baby, when we're crying, I get so excited. Oh, how I like it. I try but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close.
Can you pause for a second? There was one line I had to look at the words because I thought it was even worse because I thought he said baby when we're crying and I'm like, why are they crying while this is happening? But it was grinding. But I thought for a while they were crying while he was hard and doing that.
That's what I thought for years too, that he said crying.
Yeah, it's grinding.
That's awkward.
Boner tears.
Oh, boner tears.
See, if we named episodes, that's what this one would be called.
Nothing worse than a sad jerk. That's pitiful.
Oh, boy.
A sad jerk. The tears are my lotion.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be.
You're making it hard for me. I love when you shake it like that.
That's it.
Yeah. There's nothing else to say about this song. It's over at this point.
We beat a dead boner.
And you never want to beat a boner to death.
No. That guy's trying, though.
I don't know. I've tried, Teresa.
Oh, I'm sure.
What's the saying? Like, it owes you money? Yeah.
Yeah. Beat it like a redheaded stepchild.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Your head.
Well, we have 1 minute left.
Yeah, do we finish it?
No, it's the same thing. There's no more boner stuff. It's the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do we even listen to it at this point?
We're 5 minutes and 20 seconds in.
We might as well just finish the minute.
I think we've got the point.
We should let him finish.
Yeah, we don't want to be blue balling him.
It's only fair. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, so. Okay. Let's let him finish.
Edging the God dude over there.
I try, but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close. Plus, it's real, real slow.
not saying crying.
It's grinding.
Sounds like he's saying, baby, no more crying.
Shut your mouth, I'm bonering you.
Yeah.
Dry humping you in the club, bitch. Hold still.
And my friends are here, too.
Jeez.
It's
wow.
A classic song.
I'm kind of disappointed it didn't
over.
End with him going, that would have been a great ending.
Their next song's called "This Never Happens." It's my first song.
You're just so beautiful, I swear.
It's been a long time.
You play this song, then you play the 112 song that we just played.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I have no idea where to go with this one. I'm honestly, I think this can go either way. Like, I think your song was more upbeat and better produced than ours, but your lyrics were just as retarded.
Yes. I do think mine will give other ones stiff competition. Hey-o. But yeah, I have to even agree. Like, listen, I love listening to that song because the lyrics are so creepy. I can't believe it's been on forever. It's never been canceled. You can just search for it anywhere. No one's ever gotten mad at it. But your guy's song is just a shit song. Like, it really is not. The vocals, 112 is a good group. That's the worst vocals they've ever had. It's produced horribly.
Mm-hmm.
The raindrop thing is bad. As much as I like my song, it's a tough competition, but your guy's song sucks. Mine, at least, people think it's good, and then you listen and go, oh, God, I've been duped.
Well, that's what we do, Pat. We take the songs that people listen to and they think are great, and we turn them into piles of shit.
Yeah, so, but you guys just took shit and just presented shit and never even made it good. Like,
right, so we're not even playing by the rules. At least you're playing by the rules anyway. Yeah. You're doing what we really do around here. Yeah.
And plus, it's the bar test. Which song are you going to leave if it's playing? Too Close or Cupid?
You're going to keep... No, without a doubt, you're going to keep on Too Close.
Exactly.
Yeah, I enjoyed that song.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one likes your guys' song, ever. You called it water torture. You called it Chinese water torture. Assault.
It is.
I know, and I agree. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying that's how bad it was. If terrorists were about to slice my head off, and they're like, speak, but first we're going to play Too Close, I'd be like, oh, thank God, the best last song ever. And then the terrorists get boners. I'm like, this is weird. Then they cut my head off. It's crazy, but it's a fun ending.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got the sack over your head, wondering if the guy from ISIS has a boner next to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then they just kill a woman because she saw it. Yeah. It's
like... Yeah. Oh, goddamn. I don't know what happened tonight.
Boners happen.
I don't know either.
Yeah, there's a lot of boner talk.
When I asked Teresa if I could do this song, she got very excited.
I did.
She was like, yes, yes, you can.
I'm like, absolutely.
I think it took me 2 seconds to answer you. Like, do you have an idea? I'm like, yes, I do. Here it is.
Well, people, you know what to do at this point. You go to shittysong.show. You get to decide which one of these songs deserves to move on for Shitty Song of the Year in December. If you think the terrible mix and the Chinese water torture that was 112 was the shittier song this week, then you vote for 112. Otherwise, what was it? Next? Was that who that was?
Next.
Otherwise, we have great fucking name. Great names all around tonight. We got 112 versus Next. This is great.
I think Next has an extra X in it, too, because it's so X-rated. I think there's an extra X.
If you want to hear more boner talk in Shitty Song of the Year, then you vote for Next.
Or you want listen to my new podcast, Boner Talk. I'll have you guys on real soon.
I guessed on that show, Pat.
Oh, you guys are in.
Hell yeah.
You too, Teresa. Bring your boner.
Well, Pat, I want to thank you so much for coming on and reintroducing me to that turd. It's been a long time since I've heard that one.
No, guys, thank you. I love coming on. It's always fun.
Is there anything you want to promote while you're here?
Just my YouTube channel. You just search Pat Oates. You find me on there. I've got comedy clips. I've got my podcast on there. So just head on over there. If you could like subscribe to it, that'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. And guys, is there anything that we should promote while we're here?
Yes. If you would like to head over to patreon.com/SSOTW to sign up for the $5 Shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you will gain access to the video version of this episode, along with early voting. You will also unlock the hidden track, Shit Blankets, and the only Shitty Song of the Week episode to be DMCA'd. So head over to patreon.com/SSOTW and sign up for the Shitbox tier today.
Well said.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And I'm Teresa.
And until next time.
And you're making me hard right now.
Oh, shit.
Later.
Bye.
If you'd like to hear the hidden track for this episode in its entirety, go to patreon.com/SSOTW and click on the Shitbox tier.